Okay, let me flip this. Flipped. God, fucking adorable.
I'm fucking tired, guys. What's up?
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with the Raging Goals. Pause. This is super weird because we're looking into a camera with a picture. Like, there's picture in picture. Oh my god, look how much volume I have.
You're so fucking loud, dude. I actually have to pull our volume down to 70%.
There's a little bar.
And it's still too loud. And we still break.
Yeah.
We're still fucking
just... I have to turn it down in my headphones when I watch it at the gym.
Oh yeah. And we're that's at 70% the volume that we actually are in real life, Mike.
Welcome to the Thunderdome. That's gonna be my new open. Oh, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Oh my god.
I'm Mikey and this is Adam, and every Friday we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to this table and we discuss it for your enjoyment. Yes. If you like that, head on over to Facebook and YouTube at Two Guys with Raging Goals, and or head over to Patreon.com. That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh boy.
Head over to Patreon.com/2GuysRaging. Throw us a couple bucks. Keep the lights on. We had like two new patrons this week.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
Shit. You know why? It's because the shit's in all the videos and everything.
Oh yeah.
It's going to catch on like wildfire.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Head on over there. You can catch exclusive episodes, special perks, all kinds of shit. I told Rodney yesterday that he needs to pick a topic, so hopefully he has a topic soon here. Because I was like, you know, you kind of missed your topic for last month, right? You fuck.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. So you talked to him about it.
Yeah, I was like, cool. It's your fault.
Right.
Like, I messaged
like,
you.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, we will give you all of the perks you need, but you got to meet us halfway.
Yeah, you got to... I can't figure out what...
The money you donate does not then make me a mind reader of you.
No, not so much at all.
But that would be awesome. That'd be cool if that was one of the perks.
Adam?
Yes.
So yesterday. I'm in the middle of a status. For those of you who don't know.
I feel like, okay, so can we also address something else? I feel like there's another haze over the...
Okay, me
like,
too, a little bit.
Like, doesn't it look like there's a fog creeping in on
us? Yeah, a little bit. Go check. Go look at it. I'll just stare at myself. Actually,
yeah.
I'm gonna probably just text Matt about him telling me I feel
so. Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. I mean, I'm still gorgeous.
I just don't like the fact that it's shadowed by the blur of
this. Let's see. Oh, hey guys. There we go. What?
I just think
What'd you do? This
is gonna be a really funny episode.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
It's really weird that it's not like clearing.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this is inside, and that's not good.
There's a rainforest in here.
There's a rainforest. Uh-huh. You guys are adorable. Thank you. Yeah, we gotta figure this out. You know what I need? I need like a hair dryer and just to warm this bitch up. But well, it's cool.
Are you gonna go get a hair dryer?
It's okay. That's weird. It's okay. The people will see us. I can probably fix a lot of it in post.
I'm gonna go look at it real quick.
Okay.
I just want to see.
Seriously, guys.
There's condensation on the inside, Mike. This is fucking pissing me off. I'm not digging this.
Yeah, it's a little. It's like.
So we're in the back of a speakeasy.
People have been smoking
cigars. There's a guy named Louie works the front fucking door. He's got one of those little eye slots. He slides it open. What's the word? What would be the word to TGRG Studios?
I don't know. Fucking flaming bus.
Flaming bus. Yes. Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Yeah, it's bourbon.
That'd be good.
Bourbon.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Which leads me back to the story I was telling.
Okay, yes.
I can't even look at that screen because I feel like there's like a haze.
Like, are you scared? Like, are you as scared as I am?
Like, I'm fairly certain this is how The Exorcist started.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I'm in a status which, for those of you who don't know, at Target, that's like a little sit down that you have with a team member or whatever, a leader, and you just discuss like what's going well, what's not, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Normally, when I do yours it, it's really like, developmental.
Right, like yours are pretty depressing.
And yeah, like, super depressing. Much like the atmosphere we've created here with this fucking haze.
Oh, haze. God.
We're going to title this episode, like, The White Haze.
The White Haze.
So the episode that posted before this cut off at 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
This one.
This is fucked up. This is fucked up. We've been doing this for a year. We shouldn't have problems like this.
Yeah,
this
you would think
fucking
so.
Stupid.
Seriously. You can barely see us through the haze.
But you can see, see it.
So what's going to suck is Adam's going to try to clean this up in post, and then if he does get it really cleaned up, I'm going to be like,
yeah. And we're walking up to the camera and everything.
Why does everybody keep looking at the camera like that?
God damn it.
So I'm in the middle of the status, and I don't even know how it came up, but the person I was statusing with was like, oh, yeah, no, you know what's really good? Apple cider and Jameson. And I was like... Whoa. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It sounds good.
But I'm not going to do it with Jameson. I'm going to do it with bourbon. So I immediately pull my phone out in the middle of the status, text Rodney, and I'm like, hey, get cider.
Yeah.
And he was like fresh cider? Or I was like, yeah, I assume. I don't know what I'm making
here. Try it, yeah.
So I was coming to Fort Wayne yesterday. So we get to Fort Wayne. And Rodney has bought cider. He has Woodford. And so I cook up the cider on the stove and get it hot.
Oh, yeah.
And then we do that and Woodford. And we drink that, and it's good. It's a little sweet. So we get the idea that we'll add cinnamon to it.
Yes.
And so I go to add cinnamon to it.
Yes.
But instead of opening up the, like, shaker end of the cinnamon, I opened up the spoonful side.
Oh, no.
And it just went...
Like
a cinnamon bomb. Cinnamon bomb.
So it was all ruined.
I mean, I drank it, but it was a little dusty.
Oh boy. Yeah, no, it sounds dusty.
Because not all the cinnamon could like.
Did your throat feel like how we look?
Yeah.
Your
probably. Throat probably. Yeah. Just
Gah. Fucking dying. Oh, yeah.
Seriously, it's like silent.
No, I know. Right, I know. I kind of like it, though.
I mean, it's a nice ambiance.
Yeah.
This is the Halloween episode. That's what we should
have. Oh, God damn it.
Damn it. Halloween episode. But really, really good. And then it reminded me of apple pie.
Yeah.
Do you know how to make that?
Yes.
How?
It was apple cider.
Okay, got that.
Cinnamon.
Got that. Lots of it.
Well, but we did like cinnamon sticks. You like...
That's... Rodney said we should get cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it would be... I think it would be a better cinnamon. Because like...
Well, it would be less powdery. That's for damn sure.
So, I mean, and it was cinnamon sticks. And then... Everclear.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then cook it all together?
I feel like you cook the cider
and the cinnamon
together,
and then you just add Everclear.
Yeah, and then you let it chill.
Okay, but I liked it warm. I liked it warm.
Yes.
So that's essentially what we did yesterday, but we used bourbon instead of Everclear.
Oh boy.
And it was delicious.
Oh, I bet.
I'm gonna try it again today, but a little more controlled on the cinnamon. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna boil it.
Yeah.
So this time I didn't boil it. I just got it hot. And so, like, the cinnamon didn't mix as well as I would have wanted. Plus, you know, there was, like, a cup of cinnamon.
Right, yeah, yeah. And that's no good. Yeah, I mean, you're here.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could just take that to the face and, like...
Yeah, just be dead.
But, yeah. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Strange fucking ingredient, by the way, because I was saying this yesterday. You add it to toast and it makes it sweet. No, that's, like, sugar cinnamon normally.
Yeah, cinnamon
still,
sugar.
Still.
But...
And then you add it to savory dishes, and it like adds a weird spice to it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's good and odd.
Yeah.
It's a very versatile ingredient.
Yeah,
and
you have cinnamon gum, it can be spicy.
Yeah.
You have like a cinnamon candy cane, and it can be sweet. What the fuck is going on there?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a goddamn mystery. That's a good question. It is a mystery.
Get fucking Scooby-Doo on this
shit. Yeah, yeah.
I was watching some Scooby-Doo yesterday.
Yes.
It's terrible.
What was it?
Something. I don't know. It was like...
Was it a movie?
No. It was on Netflix, and it was like fucking terrible Scooby-Doo. I don't know. Like, it was not original Scooby-Doo. It was some other version.
Oh, was it like the new...
I guess.
The new adventures?
Yeah, but not the
not like what's new Scooby Doo, but yeah, like, not that. No, because that was still
that was still like okay.
It's Scooby Doo was never great. It was never like quality television.
Matt said that there's a lot of guys in Minneapolis. If you're interested,
oh, well,
he said he'll be pumped.
Hi there, guys in Minneapolis. I host a podcast.
Share, like, share, and subscribe.
God damn it.
Oh my
god. The girl.
You tell that story.
Dear God, I will tell the story. I will tell the story. It was so weird. It was the weirdest thing.
I love this story.
Did you like, know? Like, okay, also, 130 people like that Facebook status in like 24 hours. So, all right. Everybody knows. You trek back into the back catalog of TGRG. You know. One, I'm a lover of food. Two, I love french fries. Three, here we go, I love Wendy's.
Yeah, he does.
Every Tuesday, after hashtag Two Guys Raging Tuesdays, tune in, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I go to the Wendy's downtown, right? Because it's close to my house.
Yeah.
It's like a mile away.
Ghetto adjacent.
Right. And my go-to move... Two junior bacon cheeseburgers and a large fry.
Yeah.
Right?
It's good.
It's a nice little filling meal.
Yeah.
Right?
Does it fill you up?
Well, no, it doesn't. Like, but it definitely curbs the bourbon. Yeah. Right? Because like at that point, I've already taken to the face an entire rocks glass of bourbon in 30 minutes. And so I gotta get some food in me. In my stomach. Right. Something other than the sloshing bourbon, right? The ocean of bourbon that's in my stomach.
Ocean of bourbon.
So, I go to Wendy's, and so now I have recognized, I feel like the haze is clearing.
Yeah.
A little bit. Or like it's haloing.
Yeah, now it's like just over here.
Now it's just over here. Yeah. And that's never gonna go away. I don't know what's happening here. Do you see this?
Yeah, no, like, I got it. Like, I don't know if it's also the lighting. No?
No.
No, it's...
It's just fucking madness.
That's like... It's kind of cool
it's
editing.
Fucking weird. It's like heaven is reaching down. All right, so I go to Wendy's. Every Tuesday.
Like I go to heaven.
Yeah, right. Fuck. That's got to be editing magic. Now, here's the deal. I go to Wendy's every Tuesday. And so I started to recognize a girl who works the drive-thru.
Okay, so you're going through the drive-thru. So he gets drunk on bourbon and then drives through Wendy's.
Well, not through the building. Through the drive-thru.
Well, you assume it's the
drive-thru. Yeah. I mean, who really knows? Who really knows?
Who really knows what the fuck I'm doing?
So this girl works the drive-thru. She's really sweet. So I am... just nice to her.
Because you're a sweet boy.
Yeah, yeah. And like when I go through drive-thrus, I now work at a place that has a drive-thru.
Right.
So I'm very conscious of how I'm treating the people in the drive-thru. So I'm always overly nice at the speaker box, at the window. I let them take their time to get what I need so that we can have a pleasant exchange. Right?
It's good. Speaking of which, I need to get some Starbucks in New York.
Oh my gosh. I was really hoping that you were gonna bring Starbucks.
I was planning, but I was like, you're gonna run out of time.
Dude, I get it.
I can bring some back when I come back.
Yeah, we should get haircuts. Yeah. So I'm exchanging pleasantries with this girl. I'm very kind to her, she's very kind to me, it's wonderful. We always smile and say good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day, right?
Good day. So
fucking
on the other day, after one of your many absences from Two Guys Raging Tuesday.
This motherfucker posted the last four podcasts late.
Yeah, no,
asking I know. About this shit.
I know.
I'll break this bottle over his
head. Mike, I told you, I love you.
But I love that I can see me reacting.
Like, to that. Oh, yeah. Pick it up.
Sending it up to heaven.
Fuck it up. And then you just bring it down. Boom.
That'd be my wrestling move. Oh, bottle from heaven.
Oh my gosh, it's so sad that none of these people understand. We had that whole episode was about wrestling. And and nothing.
Yeah.
None of it. It's gone.
It's all gone.
So anyway, I'm talking to this girl. Anyway, I go through the drive-thru this time, and there's a different person at the window, and I'm like, oh, man, I didn't get to see that girl who's really nice, who always is
Adam's coming out of a non-gay closet.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh! She's so cute! She's so cute and fun, and I like seeing her on Tuesdays. Well, then I see her, like, through the window, and she's like...
Just in through the window.
She's like stocking cups or cooking, I don't know, whatever you do at Wendy's. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she smiles at me, and I smile back at her. And then I wave. And then she starts screaming to her coworker. Like, I think she thought the window was closed, but it was still ajar. She starts screaming to her coworkers, and she's like, "That's my boyfriend! That's my boyfriend!" And then she looks over at me and realizes the door's ajar, or the window's ajar, and she goes, "Hi, boyfriend!" And all I could think to do was wave back at her.
And I'm like, "That's me!
Hi!"
Oh, heaven's clearing up.
Oh.
Seriously, so what happened, you guys, just in case we didn't make it clear, was Adam had left the AC on in here, and it's actually not that hot in here.
Right.
And so it just created a lot of condensation inside of the lens.
Oh, my God.
And we don't have time to not be recording, so yeah. You guys got to see the camera condense.
Yeah.
And now it's just heavenly, like, over here-ish a little
which
bit.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm going to hell.
But yeah, so that was a really weird experience for me.
Yeah, that's...
But it does sound like some shit myself into.
I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, yep, no,
that's Adam. What the fuck? Well, how does this happen to me? I don't know. I don't know what I do. I don't know if I think she thinks that I've been hitting on her.
Probably. You probably have been. You're a flirtatious motherfucker.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't know I was doing that. I mean, more power to her, like, to think that, whatever. I mean, but seriously, fucking hook me up with a discount. If I'm gonna be the boyfriend, I need the discount. Throw me a couple extra fries, you know?
Yeah, you should totally cash in on that. Because you could get a bunch of junior bacon cheese.
Oh, bitch.
I would eat a junior
bacon cheese. Oh, my God.
I have been going... So I've gotten Sarah to actually like Five Guys now. Just through like sheer force of will.
Oh, yeah.
So every...
Bacon milkshakes?
Well, they don't do milkshakes in Perrysburg. Only select ones do milkshakes.
Yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
Isn't that sad? So every like 2 weeks or so we get Five Guys now. I fucking love Five Guys. And I love Culver's, right?
Right.
But I had Culver's yesterday, and I've been only eating Five Guys.
Yeah.
Culver's fucking sucks compared to Five Guys. Their burgers, like, not even in the same realm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
No.
I have been getting two double bacon cheeseburgers from Five Guys and smashing both of those motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Like a crazy person.
That's fucking nuts. All the protein. It's
like fucking 1,000 calories
a
burger.
What kind of toppings do you get on a bacon cheeseburger? Because I know that we talked about Five Guys. You said you don't get everything, because I get everything. I get a double bacon cheeseburger.
You get the sauteed mushrooms,
I get the everything. I don't get like the A1, like the go big or whatever, you know, like you say like I want it with everything.
Right.
And then they give you just everything in black.
Right.
And then stuff in red is like the extras.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Okay.
Just the everything.
So mine is pretty simple, but like I have to get it with bacon because we're going fucking crazy.
Right, yeah.
And it's interesting because Sarah doesn't like bacon on her burger. And
so do you make
until bacon? Well, until recently.
Oh.
Now all of a sudden she's like,
she's had an awakening. There's been an awakening.
Have you felt it?
Oh my gosh! We're back!
Hey!
We're back!
It's Cliff! Coming to you.
Hi, boyfriend! Oh my God!
So this is gonna be the craziest fucking.
I know, this is ridiculous.
Whatever. So I get two of them, right? And I get them identical.
Yes.
And it's very, very simple. I do mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup. Because if you don't get mayonnaise on that burger, you're stupid. It's delicious.
Yeah. Mayonnaise is delicious.
Bacon, tomato, and pickles. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's a nice, simple burger. And, like, I don't know what it is about how they compact that burger, but, like, there are burgers at restaurants that are, like, twice the size of those.
Yeah.
And half the calories.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they compact all of it into the...
Oh, yeah. And like, and you know what? Here's the deal. We've talked about hamburger buns before. Yes. I don't want a hamburger bun that's going to just... It's just going to fill me up. It's going to be this little bread meal for me. No. The bread is just the vessel for the meat into my
mouth. I need a little bit of bread. I always want to convince myself that I'm like, I don't need the bun, and I'll just eat it with like a knife and fork. I don't want to do that. I want to pick this fucking thing up and shovel it into my goddamn face. So like, that's what I need, but I don't need a fucking 2 pieces of bread like this fucking thick.
Yeah, nobody needs that.
No.
Nobody needs that.
Why am I filling up
and it's perfect. It's perfect. I don't know either. I don't know how they do it. Yeah. I don't know what kind of fucking witchcraft they're doing back there, but it's like, oh my God! I get a double bacon cheeseburger with everything. And it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there. It's not falling out of my...
No!
I'm not juggling fucking...
How do you get all of the things in that burger and it's not falling out?
Yeah.
It's like nothing is sliding off the burger and like going into a fucking wrapper and shit. Like it's all just super tight and compact. Like fucking Five Guys.
Right,
you guys are killing it.
Fucking
you
right
guys
though.
Are so good.
And yeah.
Like if I could have some now, I would.
Oh, yeah.
But I also had Culver's Double Deluxe yesterday, and
travel thing is not good for you.
No, I also had four chicken. They're like chicken tender piece thing, but it's like chicken strips, right?
Yeah, so
they're pretty big. I had four of those, the burger, and then Katie and Rod were like, "Well, we got pumpkin pie. Don't act like you don't want that." And everybody knows I'm team pie.
Okay, so. We're just talking about food today, and that's cool. That's cool. You know me. I love food. So let's just keep talking about
it. Going for it.
So Culver's has cement mixers.
Oh.
Right?
Are they concrete mixers?
I don't know.
I think they're concrete mixers.
Are they?
Yeah, because cement isn't a goddamn thing.
It's fake.
Well, no, cement's not fake.
Okay.
But cement is a powder that goes into a mixture of gravel, water, and sand. You add cement to it, and it creates concrete.
You'll never explain it to me in a way that makes any sense.
I have an analogy.
Oh my God! Thank you.
I have an analogy.
Okay.
For those of you who call it cement, you fucking idiots. The sidewalk is not cement. The fucking building is not cement. It's concrete. So when you make a cake.
Yes.
You put eggs in it.
Yep.
You put flour in it.
Yep.
Sugar. And I don't know, something else, I'm sure. Cornstarch. I don't know, whatever the fuck else you want to put in a cake.
Right.
So these like four things make up the cake, right? And you call it a cake. Well, the cement is the flour.
Okay.
That's what cement is. It's just a powder that goes into this big bowl of mixture and it creates concrete. So like...
Okay. This is how I'm gonna remember now.
That's exactly what it is. Cement is the flour.
Okay. But here's the thing. When you use the words interchangeably,
everybody does.
I know.
They're idiots.
I know. When you use the words interchangeably, there's no distinguishing factor for me.
Right.
Because what I'm gonna say is the flour is the concrete or the flour is the cement, and I don't know what the difference is. But this is what you do. This is how you talk about.
Concrete mixer.
Cement. Okay, so the ingredients cement together and create a concrete thing. Concrete is like, concrete as solid. Like a physical thing, concrete.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think I'll ever fuck that up. But then again, who knows?
I
drink a lot of bourbon. I have a lot of blackouts.
I have very few things that I like habitually correct people
you,
on, and
you,
cement and concrete is like the number one on the list.
That's why when I said it and then you were like, well, let me tell you about fucking ice cream. You don't know anything about dairy, you lactose intolerant son of a bitch. I knew it was coming. Now,
back to the concrete mixers.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
They're called. Whatever they're called.
They have mixers. They're essentially blizzards, but they're made with fucking custard and they're delicious.
Yeah. Oh God.
They have a salted caramel one right now. Salted caramel pumpkin one. Right.
I was going to ask, do they have a pumpkin pie one?
Yes, that's the pumpkin pie one. And it's...
To die for?
Yeah, it's like a piece of pumpkin pie has just been blended up with...
Okay, so I had never had a salted caramel mocha before.
What?
Yeah!
I had one of those this year already. I had one of those and three donuts one day.
Oh my God, what is going on? You giving up on life? This is like when you turned 25 and all you were doing was listening to fucking Eminem and watching...
HGTV?
No, Food Network with fucking subtitles.
I still watch with subtitles.
That's true.
I recently... So back to what I was saying, like I had all that Culver's and whatever, and then I had a piece of pumpkin pie like the size of my fucking head with a shit ton of whipped cream on it. Ate all that. But anyways, so the other day, yeah, I had like three donuts and salted caramel mocha, and I texted Matt and I was like, can't figure out why I can't get my abs right.
You stupid bastard. The other day, I have just been like, when I come home, I don't even want to think about cooking.
Hey!
Right?
Melissa just posted something.
Melissa Mullen?
Yeah. Half-Blood Prince, Star Trek.
Ooh.
New from All of the Above.
Check
out her channel. It's
yeah,
really good stuff.
All of the Above, it's so exciting. Did she do the Nickelodeon unboxing?
No.
Has she released it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Because I have hers on alarm, so like when they post, I can see them and then move them in to watch later. If
oh my goodness. I just love everything about her.
Live text so with Tembi, new monthly segment. Can you guys get any worse?
Oh my God. We probably could. Has he seen our early episodes?
I think so. Some of them.
They used to talk some real slick shit when we first started out. Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, three episodes in, you guys start, Adam doesn't talk enough, Adam, Mikey talks too much, get it? And they're like fucking observational fucking comedians from the late 90s. Yeah, fuck it. Oh, yeah.
You guys ever notice,
what's the deal with these podcasts?
But yeah, I've been eating a lot of food.
I ate half a bag of French fries the other day.
A bag? Yeah. How do you get a bag of fries?
Like frozen French fries.
Oh, okay.
I always eat.
You go to McDonald's and like,
yeah, yeah.
Fill up a bag with fries. Charge me whatever you want.
Yeah, I can take my money. You know what? I'll give you an open credit line. I don't give a fuck. Give me those motherfucking fries!
I tell you about when we did that once.
No.
We went to the McDonald's on DuPont.
Yeah.
Because our friend...
Up north?
Yeah, up north. Our friend worked there.
Yeah.
And he always worked the, like, third shift.
Oh, my God.
And so we'd go there at, like, 3 in the morning. And we fill up a bag full of fries, like a fucking, you know, the bag that the shit comes in. He would just fill it full of fucking fries and then give it to us. And we just fucking eat it the whole night.
Oh my God. To be that person.
Oh, it was so good.
I could be that person.
It was so good.
If I had the hookup.
Yeah, you...
I've got the fucking hookup! I need to learn that girl's name.
Yeah, that's nice.
We need to have her on the podcast.
There you go.
What we should do. Perfect.
Yes.
She'd learn a little too much about me, though. I feel like then she would understand my aversion to being her boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe. Your aversion to vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the whole not being straight thing.
That might come up.
But it hasn't come up yet.
Yeah, well,
in the podcast.
She's not,
you know? I don't talk about it. I don't talk about it. People love me. I'm like a well manicured steak. Do you manicure steak? What do you do? You slice
it?
You slice it and cook it up.
It?
And oh man, I'm like seared on both sides, like real well, like one of those fucking Gordon Ramsay. No, stop it!
About to have grill marks. That's what he's about to have. Marks on his grill.
Yeah, you want to know how I got these scars?
Oh my God, my status the other day was a Magneto quote, by the way.
Like, yeah.
I have to fucking find and tell you.
Yeah, please tell me.
You were the only person who liked it when it was my...
Oh, was it a memory?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing none of you will ever understand is that there are no sides. There are no heroes or villains. There's just what I want and how I'll get it.
Oh, God.
Fuck
damn.
Yes, and I was going to reshare
it. When was that?
September 15th, 2014.
Mm. What were you reading... Were we watching X-Men? Because we have so many... It was 2015?
Yeah. We might have been watching X-Men.
No, we wouldn't have been.
No.
We wouldn't have been.
Matt said, did I
do you remember? Do you remember when we were watching, like, all of the old school? because we were still getting, discs.
Yeah.
From Netflix.
Yeah, oh my God.
It was that long ago.
Yeah.
2010.
Does Netflix still do discs?
They do.
No.
They do.
Who's keeping that business open?
I don't know.
What people are like,
fucking, yeah, like, are you...
You not have internet?
You got my sister has a VHS player.
Seriously?
Yeah.
She should hold on to that. That thing's gonna be worth money.
Well, no. You know what she did? Okay, so she has VHS player for my niece's bedroom. It's like one of those real high tech like VHS DVD players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Super cool.
Super cool. Those things always fucked up too. Did you ever have one?
Yeah.
They always like, they would forget which one they were on. They'd flip back and forth. They'd throw themselves on and off. It was fucking chaos. Like, it'd be good
just
for like,
trying to watch The Lion King.
It'd be good for a month and then it'd be like, what? Yeah. Fucking, it didn't know which way was up. But my sister got like a bunch of Disney classic VHS tapes.
Uh-huh.
And so now my niece is watching like Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid,
nice.
And she's loving it. Oh my God,
amazing movie.
She's so freaking cute.
It was when fucking shit was right in the world.
That's a fact. That's a fucking fact.
Just dropping knowledge.
Oh my gosh! Remember fucking VHS tapes and the fucking chunky like.
Yeah, like shit. Like when you take out the VHS tape and then like you could squish the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like foamy.
Yeah.
It was like a big old plastic marshmallow.
They protected that shit better than a disc.
Yeah.
And DVDs now come in a fucking hard plastic that can break.
The fucking DVDs were like the worst invention ever. Like, well, okay, they were. They were great.
Yeah,
DVDs were phenomenal. But my sister, when she was younger, when she was probably like my age or a little bit younger, and she had my nephew Cameron. And Cameron would get into the cabinet. He's 14 now. He's fucking 14 years old.
That's crazy.
He's born in 2002.
I saw something the other day that like Olivia is like 4 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fuck?
I know.
I remember when she was pregnant.
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah.
In the same year. It was fucked up.
It was fucked up.
She might as well have had fucking twins. She was fucking pregnant so quick after Austin.
It's a goddamn litter.
She told me, I remember she called me and she was like, I'm pregnant. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then she started crying. She thought she was gonna tell me good news. She started crying. She's like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. That's the kind of fucking reaction we need right now. But fucking Cameron would get DVDs out of the cabinet and then he'd rub them on the fucking floor like a fucking crazed fucking maniac.
Oh my God.
I was like, I will never bring my shit over to this house.
No.
You get the fuck out of here.
So we had this giant, like, china cabinet full of VHSs.
Yeah.
And each one, like, they were recorded, though, because, you know, we were poor.
Yeah.
So, and each one had, like, 3 or 4 movies on it. That was the fucking worst. Because not only did you have to, like, dig through, like, there were, like, it was, like, 3 deep, too. So, like, you had to take out movies to find the movie. You ever try to find one of those movies after, like, so you finally fucking dig through Narnia and find the tape that you're looking for, and then you go to put it in, and there's 5 movies recorded on this VHS, and it's in the middle of movie 3, and you need movie 1, or you need movie 2, and, like, you rewind, but you shouldn't rewind with it playing, because it's really bad for the VCR, so then you're rewinding it, and then you stop,
and then you play, and
you're too far, you didn't go far
enough. And you don't know. So my mom had this boyfriend when I was like 9 or 10, right? We moved in with him.
Is this when you moved to the country?
Yes, this is when I moved to the country. He had a similar situation. He had a floor to ceiling, like shelf.
Okay.
That it could fit 1 VHS tape deep, but it was floor to ceiling, and it was just all VHS.
It was like a fucking scene from Beauty and the Beast, but with
tape. Yeah,
like, sliding down the ladder.
But he just had, like, every movie, like, until, like, 1992 from fucking HBO. He just, like, would record.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's how I watched all of the Planet of the Apes movies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which I love. I love Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the, like, the original.
I have the entire. Did I tell you I have the entire series and a documentary about the making of?
No.
Yeah.
That's a great.
Yeah, series. Nick got me a box set like back in the day, and it's so cool.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've binge watched those. Right. Oh, it's so fucking awesome. Charlton Heston is a psychopath. Like, he's a fucking psychopath.
The NRA.
But he like was so cool. Have you ever seen Soylent Green?
Yes.
Oh my
god. That movie's terrifying.
That movie is fucking amazing. My mom and her boyfriend have borrowed it, and I haven't gotten it back. I had it on DVD because I bought it on Amazon. Like, I went through.
Wait, you bought it on DVD?
Yeah, on Amazon.
Okay.
And I bought it when I was like first in college. You get your first like student loan check. And I bought the first two seasons of Digimon. Spent like $200 on those bitches. Because it was like these box sets.
Does it ever
like
piss you off when shit comes to Netflix that you own?
You know, honestly, no. Well, so I'm very frugal about what it is that I buy physically.
Yeah.
So, no.
It pisses me off. Because I had the whole X-Men series. Like,
oh, yeah.
I actually bought it all. And then it came to Netflix digitally.
But then it left... Too. It's gone now.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, and that's why it doesn't piss me off, because yeah. Netflix doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Also, Netflix, Stranger Things, watch it. It's fucking amazing. It's like...
Rod and Sarah were talking about that.
Stranger Things, dude. Like, I'm telling you, it is a fucking show that will change your life.
I have zero time to get invested in any shows.
But it's only 8 episodes. It's only 8 episodes. They're long episodes. Don't get me wrong.
I'm trying to
watch
Making a Murderer right now.
Oh.
I'm trying.
Circa fucking 2015.
I'm old.
He's a fucking murderer. Okay, he killed him. He killed him.
I don't know if he did.
No, I don't think he
did. Seems like
actually.
He did.
No, I think that's why they made the show. But fucking Stranger Things. It is fucking amazing. It's I love it because, like, I remember being a really nerdy kid.
Yeah.
And it's about this band of nerdy fucking kids that get into
did
deep into some
rap
crazy
on
shit.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
That shit was
she's
funny.
She's killing
as
Nicki Minaj.
Oh my
god!
And she's so adorable. She's so adorable and so funny. I just love that show. I love that show. There's very seldom that a show like what like I'm very nostalgic when I watch television.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why he loves Roseanne.
Right. Oh my god. Also, Digimon season 3, well, not season 3 because there were like different seasons, but they did a continuation
of
the
original.
Show. Yes.
Yes.
And I got a subscription to Crunchyroll because I'm watching that and it's fucking
is it real good?
Amazing.
I want to watch the like new Dragon Ball Z stuff. Like, cause
oh, yeah.
Because they're doing new Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like really
the movies and shit?
Well, there's movies, but there's actually Dragon Ball Z Kai and it's like new. Like it's,
new episodes.
It's, yeah.
It's continuing the old story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? And
wow.
It makes me really want to watch it. Just like sometimes I want to dive into Pokemon and just see what Ash is up to. Like,
yeah.
I know you're still hunting for that fucking trophy, Ash.
Well, but I can't remember. Okay, so I listen to like 13 podcasts. I don't know where the fuck this.
Something like
I don't know where this fucking episode's going, but it's cool. Everybody's like totally invested in like all of the bullshit.
That oh we're yeah, I know.
Yeah,
900 topics we've covered.
But I.
Do you love cheeseburgers and Digimon?
Hey, we're the guys for you. But There was a podcast I was listening to, and they were talking about Dragon Ball, and they were like, yo.
Was this with Alana Pierce?
Maybe.
She loves Dragon Ball.
Maybe. But they said that if you want to really enjoy Dragon Ball Z, but you don't have the time to watch the show because of the like extended dramatics and bullshit,
yeah,
just read the
manga.
Yeah,
I've heard that. Like, they cut all that shit out.
Yeah, and it's just, like, fucking, like, action story,
yeah.
Action
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's something I would get into. P.S.
Yeah.
It's a tough competition right now between Alana and Olga Kay for who's gonna be my future wife.
Oh my god.
Because I love them both.
No, but Alana Pierce, like,
I love her. She was
Spider-Gwen. Yes, and, like, I think that Alana Pierce is probably... my vote's for Alana Pierce because I think that she's adorable. She's nerdy. She'd be in the same thing. I mean, Olga Kay's got the knee-high socks and shit, but like
she also. Do you watch her musicals?
No,
they're so fucking funny.
Are they?
Yes, she's so
okay.
Good.
I could get down with that.
They're
there's something
so
I was
good.
Gonna say though. There was something I was gonna. There was. A, I was getting into a story.
Oh, check out Alana Pearson. Okay, somebody vote and tell me who I should marry.
Okay, so this is my last tangent, the last one, I promise, and then we're gonna end this episode.
That's good because I gotta go get a haircut.
Okay, so, you know how we were talking about the Harry Potter podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, Michael is
gone now,
and now he is a flight attendant.
Yeah. So he's never gonna be reliable again.
Right. So what I'm thinking is what I want to do is I want to interview you about each book.
Oh my God. Breaking news, people.
This is, yeah. So
this is the greatest day of my life. So I want to thank all the little people that helped me get here.
So maybe we should do like a monthly thing. We need to talk about this, but I want to get together a few like core questions that I want to ask you about each book, and then we need to discuss it in detail, and like that's my perfect way of discovering Harry Potter, because I'm never gonna finish this.
I just want everyone to know that there is nothing I will not do to talk about Harry Potter.
I know. So I think that's what we should do. What do you think of that
idea?
Okay, perfect. Good.
Clearly, guys, this has been another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. This episode is off the fucking rails, off the chart, people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But the haze is gone.
Yeah, the haze is gone. So the next episode we record in a couple hours, where I'm dressed differently and have my hair cut, it's going to look like it's 7 days later. There will be no haze to start it with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah.
It'll be different.
Yeah.
It'll be different. Head on over to patreon.com/twoguysraging, guys. Throw us a couple bucks. Keep the lights on. Check out our exclusive episodes. They're really, really fucking funny. This one was a good teaser for that because they're similar.
Except for
they're bourbon fueled, which yes. The next one is going to be bourbon fueled probably too, because Mikey's drinking bourbon later.
There we go.
All right. I got to go get my haircut, but we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks.